Well, you pick the tune and you slap the bass. I play the rhythm and I set the pace. But we gotta get with it, got no time to waste. Well, we gotta get with it, we're gonna rock it tonight. We gotta get with it, everything's alright. We gotta get with it, get some love tonight. Get with it. But we gotta get with it, you son of a gun. Well, we gotta get with it, on the rocket tonight. We gotta get with it, everything's alright. We gotta get with it, on the rocket tonight. Oh, rocket! Night is gone. Well, we gotta get with it. I'm gonna rock it tonight. We gotta get with it. Everything's alright. We gotta get with it. I'm gonna rock it tonight.
Turn to look around. Well, now she'll give everybody the eye. You never know what my baby's gonna put down. Everybody always tell me I've got the cutest little girl in town. Because of that chick, Linda Lou, Linda Lou, Linda Lou. Tell me, tell me, tell me, tell me, what are you gonna do? I had a real bad dream last night, honey. You said, you said, you said, you said that we were through. Well, now if you ever leave me, you're gonna break my poor heart in two. My Linda Lou.
Baby tells you she don't want to jump and play. There's just one thing that you can do to make her see your way. Gotta play it cool, don't you be a fool. Gotta play it cool, like an icicle. Now when you're seen out dancing with a chick of another guy, he walks up to you and taps you on the shoulder. You look him right in the eye. But play it cool, don't you be a fool. You gotta play it cool, like an icicle. When the jukebox takes your nickels and still don't make a sound, there ain't no use to make a fuss and sit around and frown. But play it cool, don't you be a fool. You gotta play it cool, like an icicle. himself caught out dragging, where the bat or the bat is tea. A cop drives up, takes a look at Joe Heap and says, you come along with me, better play it cool. Don't be a fool, gotta play it cool, like an obstacle. Well, the draft board hears your agent, start trying to stop your fun. You got a letter in the mail marked U.S. Gov, but it ain't no tax refunds. You better play it cool, don't you be a fool. You gotta play it cool, like an obstacle. Well, you gotta play it mighty cool. Play it mighty cool. Don't you be a silly fool. Play it mighty cool. You gotta play it cool, like an obstacle. Cool, mighty cool. Frigid, man, frigid.
I'm Wayne Arthur. Live Cannon's Campground. Been there ever since I was about 6 years old. And I'm 82 now and just proud to be here.
All right, I'm Jimmy Denton. I'm the drummer with the Sparkle Tones. And I live just outside of Cowpens. Been there for practically all my life also. And I'm pushing 83. Black Slacked is the song that we recorded back in the 50s. It was written on the front porch of Joe Bennett's mother. And I asked my mother, when she was coming by there going to the grocery store, I asked her to bring me my black slacks because Joe and I were going out that afternoon, that evening. And so that's where the song started, with Black Slacks. He said this and I said that, and one thing led to another, and the song was born on that front porch.
Black slacks. Black slacks. Black slacks. Black slacks. Black slacks. Make a good daddy-o. When I put them on, I'm raring to go. When I go places, I just don't care. You know why if you see what I wear. Black slacks. Take 14 black slacks. Really are keen black slacks. Make a cool daddy-o. When I put them on, I'm raring to go. Man, you ought to see me with my derby on. I know that you would say he's gone. Black slacks, mostly in the head. Black slacks, well, that's what I said. Black slacks, I'm the cat's pajamas. Cause I run around with crazy little mama. Well, the girls all look when I go by. It's what I wear that makes them sigh. Black slacks, I wear a rainbow tie. Black slacks, they say me, oh my. Black slacks with a cat chain down to my knees. Nothing but a real cool breeze. Black slacks. Black slacks. Black slacks. Black slacks. Black slacks. Make a good daddy-o. When I put them on, I'm raring to go. When I put them on, I'm raring to go. When I put them on, I'm raring to go. Black slacks. Black slacks. Let's go rock and roll, oh, let's go rock and roll, let that rhythm flow. Yeah, let's go rock and roll, we don't care for gold. A little bit of that rock and roll, grandma's doing it, grandfather's doing it, let that rhythm flow. Well, the rhythm blues has got a hold on you. Let's go rock and roll, we don't care for gold. A little bit of that rock and roll, yeah, let's go rock and roll, oh, let's go rock and roll, well, let that rhythm flow. Let's go rock and roll. We don't care for gold. Oh, oh, love, love that rock and roll.
Well, I like Calypso CCC, but that is not enough for me. I like a music with a big, big beat. Come, can pick up your feet.
Mm-hmm.
don't care for gold. Oh, love, we love that rock and roll. Well, we're gonna rock it. We're gonna roll it. Yeah, we're gonna rock it. We're gonna roll it. Well, we don't care for gold. Oh, love, we love that rock and roll.
We're backstage here at the Georgia Auditorium for the biggest record star show for 1957, talking to Buddy Holly.
Hello, Red.
How are you?
It's fine, Danny.
Yeah, I missed that phone call we had from Toronto that time.
Yeah, we couldn't get together on that somewhere or another.
I don't know, but I'd just like to tell you right now that your song, Peggy Sue, that you do on a solo there on Coral Records. Is it Coral in the States, too?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, it's doing real well. It's number 7 song here, and that's lucky number 7, as we say every
Well, that's
time.
Fine.
Well, how long have you had the Crickets together, buddy?
Since January.
Since January.
Uh-huh.
When did you decide to form a group? Was it at that time?
Well, we just, the drummer and myself have been playing together about 4 years, and we got the other two boys and asked them if they'd like to join us and form a group.
You write your own material, is that right?
Yes, that's right.
Who helps you with That'll Be the Day?
Jerry Allison, the drummer.
He's the fellow who plays drums.
Uh-huh.
Where are you all from? Where's your hometown?
Lubbock, Texas.
Would you like to go back there?
Sure would.
What's the weather like this time of year down there?
Oh, it's not quite this cool.
It's not?
And it's a little bit drier.
Well, right now I'm going to put you on the spot, and I asked you before, and I didn't have a microphone with me, but I'm going to put you on the spot again. What do you think about rock and roll music? Do you think it is on the wane or what?
I think it's going out quite a bit in the States.
Down south?
Uh-huh.
How far down?
Deep.
Well, you're going to miss me early in the morning one of these days.
come home.
I love you so.
Why is everybody always picking on me?
That's him on his knees. I know that's him. Yelling 7-11 down in the boys' gym. Charlie Brown, Charlie Brown. He's a clown. That Charlie Brown. He's gonna get caught. Just you wait and see.
Why is everybody always picking on me?
Who's always writing on the wall? Always goofing in the hall. Who's always throwing spitballs? Guess who?
Who, me?
Yeah, you.
Who walks in the classroom cool and slow? Who calls the English teacher daddy-o? Charlie Brown, Charlie Brown. He's a clown, but that Charlie Brown, he's gonna get caught. Just you wait and see.
Why is everybody always picking on me? Everybody always picking on me.
Yeah, I'm fresh out of nickels, Jeannie. How about you, Red?
I'm always fresh out.
Well, get some.
You know, you can cost a guy a lot of dough.
Nickels is complaining about. What a spender. Sure he wants a date. He always wants a date. And where do we go? To a third-run movie. Then we take a ride and blow two tires. Then we come in here, and what do you treat me to? Cokes. And I can't even listen to records.
That's for you. Thanks. Would you have change for this, Nichols, please?
Sure thing.
At least you can dig down for enough to play me some music.
Oh, Jeannie, cut it out. Excuse me, boys. Young lady, I like music, too. Will you play me a tune?
I sure will. What do you want me to play?
You pick him.
Gosh, how many have you got here?
Not very many. Play what you like.
Okay.
Three cool cats parked on a corner in a beat-up car, dividing up a nickel candy bar, talking all about how sharp they are. These
three cool cats, three cool chicks, three cool chicks
are walking down the street, are swinging their hips, splitting up a bag of potato chips. And three cool cats did three big flips for
three cool chips.
Up pop the first cool cat, he said, man, look at that. Man, do you see what I see?
I want that little chick.
I want that little chick.
Hey, man, say one chick for me.
Three cool chicks.
From up above, and three cool cats really fell in love. But three cool chicks made three fools of these
three cool cats. Three cool cats.
Cats. They look like angels from up above. And three cool cats really fell in love. But three cool chicks made three fools of these.
Three cool cats. Three cool cats. Three cool cats. Three.
Thank you. 6 p.m. last night. Phone police station stating he had murdered Mrs. Catherine Smith. Doldy, William, age 22. Possession narcotics. Occupation clerk. No previous record. Attempt suicide last night with necktie. Handley, William Tuttle, alias Dix Handley, age 36. Born Kentucky. Occupation none. Arrested 1937. Illegal possession firearm. Sentence 1 to 5. Escaped state prison, 1939. Arrested 1940. Released 1941.
That's enough.
Well, breaking the rocks in the hot sun. I fought the law and the law won. I fought the law and the law won. Baby Anna, a good fun. I fought the law and the law won. I fought the law and the law won. I left my baby Anna, feel so bad. I guess my race is run. She's the best girl that I've ever had. I fought the law and the law won. I fought the law.
Here right now, as guests at the K-Top microphone, members of the Crickets. The Crickets, a quartet, and we have first on my left, Buddy Holly. How are you this evening, Buddy?
It's fine, Dale. How are you?
Well, we're fine. We hope you are, too. Would you care to introduce for our listening audience the rest of the Crickets that we have here?
Well, here's Joe Maulin. He plays bass, and Jerry Allison plays drums, and the other one, Nicky Sullivan, is not here right at the moment. He's out on the stage, I think, doing something. And that's us.
Why don't you tell us a little bit about some recordings that you do have out right now?
Well, we have three records going right now, and of course, the first one was That'll Be the Day. That's the first one we released.
That one.
And then we have a new one out by the Crickets called Oh Boy and Not Fade Away. And then there's one out, it's the same group, but it's under my name. I don't know why they did it that way, but they put one out under my name called Peggy Sue and Every Day.
How did you fellas happen to get the name Crickets? That's always intrigued me.
We had to think of some name. It hadn't been used yet, and Jerry came up with it. So, sure enough, it had already been used, but it's a good while back, so it didn't matter too much.
I guess that about winds up, and that's all the time we have for this interview with the Crickets, and we want to thank the Crickets for taking time out of tonight's busy schedule for talking with us for just a few moments on the K-Top microphone.
Well, we'd like to thank everyone that listens and everyone that requests and likes our records, and we'd like to thank you boys for playing them.
Thank you a whole lot.
Thank you very much, Dale.
Oh, hell, the little things you say and do make me want to be with you. Rave on, it's a crazy feeling, and I know it's got me reeling when you say I love you. Rave on, the way you dance and hold me tight, the way you kiss and say goodnight. Rave on, it's a crazy feeling, and I love you. Yeah.
yourself a baby, 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 baby,
silvery moon. rapping along. A Peter Rabbit. Roots of my hair, you know, I stayed in my house late. Hoodoo everywhere. Now when you go out, baby, leaving me all alone, you go see your witch doctor, bringing some hoodoo home, baby. What are you trying to do to me? I love you, baby, but you got me living in misery. This morning about 5:30, saw you walking around talking with a whole handful of jive. Sprinkle some over here and you sprinkle over there. I tried to get up, baby, and I couldn't move nowhere. Now you got me in love with you. But I'm gonna pay my witch doctor to who do you?
There's a lady in blues over there, and she's running her hands through her hair, and it looks like she's crying, the lady in blues. Should I walk to her table and say, I'll be helpful if she'll let me stay just a moment beside her, the lady in blues. And she said,
does he see that my makeup is must? I didn't leave the house that way. He looks like a man I can trust, and he's starting to walk this way. Would you sit down and tell me if you notice a tear, you're not to blame. Pay no attention to the lady in blues.
Now there's a lady in blues on my right, and she's holding my hand awfully tight while I'm calling a taxi for the lady. There's a lady in blues over here, and she's running her hands through my hair, and she hasn't been crying, the lady in blues. There's a lady in blues in my arms, and she's turning me on like a fire alarm. With the lady in blues, the lady in blues, the lady.
Well, I always felt like rockabilly is just a form of country music because the people that played rockabilly were mostly white southern people who had heard a lot of black music. And this is no different from what Jimmy Rogers did. Go back to him again. He heard black music and he was a white man. He played black music to a different audience. Rockabilly was a music picked up by young people who were asserting themselves at that time of our history as a nation. And all music has borrowed from other things because the old hillbilly Maddox Brothers and Rose bands were using the you know, the boogie woogie and the music of the pop bands and the western swing. Bob Wills was all the pop orchestras that played that. So we all borrowed different things over the years, and just it happened in the 50s that the black music of the rhythm and blues artists was discovered by youth, and youth wanted to do something different. Without, you know, different from what they'd heard or maybe grew up. Because I started with Bert Rivera, who's playing tonight, when we were in high school. We had a fiddle, steel, we had a hillbilly country music band. But in the 50s, I jumped onto the rockabilly thing because it was, it brought in that rhythm and blues. And yet it still has the boogie-woogie and the good beat. And if you listen to Louis Jordan, you hear some kind of rockabilly, you know, but it's just a little different. So I think it was just something that the southern white kids picked up all through the South. And just ran with it. And of course, when Elvis hit so big, it made it respectable, you know, and we had somebody to follow, to look up to, Carl Perkins, people like that. All the guys from my generation, and the girls too, from the 50s, we heard everything, rhythm and blues, Mexican conjunto music, hillbilly boogie music.
Singing like cowboys.
The cowboy songs, the cowboy music, you know.
On the radio.
I don't know if a lot of people know it, but you know, there's great rock and roll artists like Hank Ballard, and Otis Blackwell, people like that. And their favorite singer is Gene Autry. Mm-hmm. And they were raised on Gene Autry, yet they went on to do rhythm and blues and to initiate a whole new form of music. So the cowboy films, like Patsy, we were just talking about a film Patsy was in. She signed a card for me years ago with Gene Autry. Those films, and people like Ray Whitley and Tex Ritter, and they had such an influence on all of us. And the thing about it was they recorded every kind of a song. There were what they called novelty songs, which had funny lyrics and humor. And there was the cowboy ballad like Rye Whiskey that Tex, you know, redid, which was an old cowboy song. And then the commercially written country love song, you know. So we heard all of that stuff. And then, of course, the old black blues guys were there with their guitars like Lightnin' Hopkins and...
Thank you.
Up next, she fought back from serious illness to the Hall of Fame. Meet the courageous Laverne Baker. Now, when you think back to the 50s, stars like Chuck Berry and Buddy Holly come to mind, the men of rock and roll. But some of the biggest hits of that era, Tweedly Dee, Tweedly Dum, and Jim Dandy, were recorded by a woman, Laverne Baker. She's making a comeback after decades away from the business. In 1956, the hit song Jim Dandy put Laverne Baker at the top of the charts. She climbed a mountain of hardship to get there, enduring prejudice and poor working conditions along the way. Go, Jim
Dandy! Go, Jim Dandy! We played like tobacco fields. We played like tobacco warehouses. We played where they stored the cotton. They didn't care as long as they could sell tickets and get the show in there.
She appeared with all the greats, but disappeared completely in the late 60s after becoming seriously ill during a tour of Vietnam. Doctors told her to slow down.
He said, you're like a car that's been in a bad accident. You know, need complete rehauling.
She recuperated in the Philippines, working at an American military base as entertainment director.
To New Orleans, the kids are doing a dance they call a Dixiebilly. They don't need a real dance floor. They just scatter some straw and then they get a trombone to wail a Dixiebilly. See them grooving, really moving. Man alive and hands are jiving. Dixiebilly, take a honky-tonk piano played in a southern manner. Rock with a northern bee, a Dixiebilly. Watch them strutting and kicking in beats, doing the chicken. No one leaves till the rooster crows, a Dixiebilly.
And a cigarette.
I can't wait to test. I'm waiting on my baby and she ain't.
one cup of coffee and a cigarette.
Anate watase no kudomo. Well, I'm Michi Biko from Tokyo, the land of the rising sun. I'm Michi Biko, my Michi Biko, she is number one. She gave her heart to a lonely boy from across the sea. And though he's far away from home, he's as happy as can be. One guy left his geisha girl, one left his fraulein. But when I leave her here, my Michiko is gonna tag right along behind. A Michiko from Tokyo, a land of the rising sun. A Michiko, my Michiko, she is number one.
Well, my Michiko, she don't speak English, she just speak Japanese. My Michiko, she don't need an English to know what it takes to please.
Well, that still moves. That's Gene Vincent. Lot of loving. Hello, Gene.
Hello, Jim. How are you?
Hey, you look great.
Thank you very much.
Last
very
time
nice
I
to be
saw
here.
You, Gene, was about in the late 50s. When you were traveling through St. Paul, Minnesota.
Oh, yes, yes.
With the Blue Caps.
Yes, I remember.
And you're back and you're working. Things have been exciting during the past 3 years. You were telling me about England.
Yes, sir. I've been to England quite a few times, actually. I lived over there for about 4 years.
Yeah.
And met quite a few of the rock and roll fans over there, and they're very enthusiastic, I must say.
You know, the rock revival is starting all over again. As far as music of the late 50s.
Well, it seems that way, actually,
yeah.
Yes. I know it's here in the United States, as I told you, I just come from Minneapolis, and gee, we just packed them in down there, you know.
Oh, you did a show there?
Yeah, yeah. And, well, I've been to quite a few places, and they everything's just been great, you know.
Do you
say, Mama, can I go out tonight? Say, Mama, will it be all right? Don't you look that way. Cause I know just what you're going to say. Well, Mama, well, don't get mad. You're gonna say, hey, hey, go ask your dad. Whoa, 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 whoa. Don't you look that way. Cause I know just what you're going to say. Well, then, Mama, well, then, don't get mad. You're gonna say, hey, hey, go ask your dad. Whoa, 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 whoa. All right now. mama, can I go out tonight? Say, mama, will it be all right? They got a rockin' party going down the street. Say, mama, can't you get happy? Oh, 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 oh,
July the 2nd, 1953, I was serving time for armed robbery. At 4 o'clock in the morning, I was sleeping in my cell. I heard a whistle blow, then I heard somebody yell.
There's a riot going on.
Trouble started in cell block number 5 and spread like fire across the prison floor. I said, okay, boys, getting ready to run. Here come the warden with the Tommy gun. And said, come out with your hands up in the air. If you don't stop this riot, you all gonna get the chair. Scarface Jones said, it's too late to quit. Pass the dynamite, cause the fuse is lit. The 47th hour, the tear gas got our men. We're all back in our cells, but every now and then.
There's a riot going on.
Get another day to hell. Well, it's getting awful later. Well, I told you, when I watch you home, and I told you on the telephone that I'd be here at a quarter to nine. Oh, little girl, ain't you ever on time? Nothing bugs me, baby, like I haven't been waiting. But it always seems to happen every time we have a day. Well, come on, let's go. Hey, we'll be late for the show. Hey, oh yeah, hey, hey, oh, I'll get another day. Hey, well, it's getting awful later. Well, I told you, when I walked you home, and I told you on the telephone, we got to the movie, baby, wouldn't you know? The only seats I saw were in the very last row. I just sat down and tried.
to watch the show. When you looked at your watch and said, come on, let's go.
Miss Vito, being an expert on general automotive knowledge, can you tell me what would the correct ignition timing be on a 1955 Bel Air Chevrolet with a 327 cubic inch engine and a four barrel carburetor?
It's a bullshit question.
Does that mean that you can't answer it?
It's a bullshit question. It's impossible to answer.
Impossible because you don't know the answer.
Nobody could answer that question.
Your Honor, I move to disqualify Ms. Vito as an expert witness.
Can you answer the question?
No, it is a trick question.
Why is it a trick question?
Watch this.
Because Chevy didn't make a 327 in 55. The 327 didn't come out till 62. And it wasn't offered in the Bel Air with a four-barrel carb till 64. However, in 1964, the correct ignition timing would be 4 degrees before top dead center.
Got a heap of loving too. Got a heap of tender kisses.
got a heap of loving too. Got a lot of loving kisses, baby, I'll give them all to you. Well, if that ain't love, I'm a cross-eyed alley cat, don't you know? Well, if that ain't love, I'm a cross-eyed alley cat, don't you know? Well, if that ain't love, baby, I'll eat in my hand. About you every morning, dream about you every night, think about you every morning, dream about you every night. I'll do anything you want, just let me hold you tight. Well, if that ain't love, I'm a cross-eyed alley cat. Well, if that ain't love, I'm a cross-eyed alley cat, don't you know? Well, if that ain't love, baby, lead in my head.
Rockin' Cats and Kittens. I reckon you just tuned in to Alley Cat Hal and you've been listening to some of the best goddamn rockabilly and 1950s style rock and roll there's ever been. I'm out here hiding. My name is DJ Hobo Lobo, hiding up at Lightning Ridge. I've been guzzling gallons of moonshine, hiding from the revenuers, saying, let's keep on playing some of the best goddamn music there's ever been here at Alley Cat Howl. Keep on howling. We just heard was Sanford Clark from his Desert Winds, A Cross Alley Cat. One of the best tunes from one of the best musicians. The Reverend Horton Heat with Rumble Strip from their Revival LP. Richie Valens with Hurry Up. In the Robins from Los Angeles with future members of the Coasters with their Riot and Cell Block number 9, released in the year of 1954 with Wrap It Up on the A side and Riot and Cell Block number 9 on the B side. We had a double dose of Gene Vincent right before that. Michiko of Tokyo and Say Mama. I want to conclude with one of the best goddamn musicians you've ever heard in your goddamn life, Bloodshot Bill with Tokyo's finest, the 5678s. And this is a collaboration with the two, well, with the whole band, the Japanese band, the 5678s, and Bloodshot Bill from Montreal, with this little tune called Bubblegum and Grease Leather. Thanks so much for tuning in. Keep a howling.
Please.